Well, good morning. It is December 14th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through 2 Chronicles chapter 16, Revelation chapter 5. We are going to start the book of Zechariah this morning, the prophet Zechariah. Lots of prophecies in there related to Christmas and the coming of Jesus, so kind of fitting. And then we're going to finish up with John chapter 4, so let's get into the word today. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 today. In the 6th and 13th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. And then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the king's house and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he might depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the city of Israel, and they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. And then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building. And he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, "Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? And yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hands. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. And herein thou hast done foolishly, and therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars." And then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in prison in the prison house, and he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. And yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. And then Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own sepulchre, and he which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and diverse kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art, and they made a very great burning for him. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Let's move on over to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 today. Revelation chapter 5, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are of the seven spirits of God sent forth unto the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and gold vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. That was Revelation chapter 5. Tremendous chapter. Let's move on over to our next reading. Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah, chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1. In the 8th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers, and therefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, Like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Sebat, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees, and were in the bottom, and behind him were their red horses speckled and white. And then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel that talked with him with good words and comfortable words. And so the angel that communed with me said unto me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy, and I am sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. And therefore, thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth unto Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. And then I lifted up mine eyes, and saw, and beheld four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be these? And he answered, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. And then I said, What come these to do? And he spake, saying, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head, but these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. That was Zechariah chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading today, John chapter 4, the Gospel of John chapter 4 today. Gospel of John chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. And then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the 6th hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the house to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And now art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give to him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come thither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus answered and said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that thou saidest thou truly. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And our fathers worshipped in the mountains, and ye say in Jerusalem, and ye say that in Jerusalem, in the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what, and ye know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with this woman. And yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? And then the woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. And he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. And therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to the harvest. And he that reapeth, reapeth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth might rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth and another reapeth. I say unto you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all things that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he might tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own words, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy sayings, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now after 2 days he departed thence, and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. And then, when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things which he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went in unto the feast. And so Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And then Jesus said unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. And then the nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. And Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servant met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. And then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. And this is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Well, amen. That was our reading today for December 14th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. We, again, as I've been saying every day, are in the home stretch of our reading for 2022. Stick with it. Again, we are getting there. Just a couple more days. And those of you who have been with me the whole year, you have been reading the Bible through every day this year, which is an awesome, awesome thing. It's a great habit to have. I pray that you continue to keep that habit this coming year, 2023. Make sure that you plan to join me once again. I'll be picking up the Bible once again on January 1st, and we're going to read through it again. And so that's going to be an awesome thing. And so we're going to be using the New American Standard Bible. So again, we've done ESV, but now we've done King James. We're going to do New American Standard. And so if you want to follow along, you can do a Bible, get a Bible that's NASB or follow along on an app or whatever. But that said, thank you guys so much. Make sure to encourage others also to join us next year. I'd like to see more and more people join us each and every single day. And so I think it's a good way to witness. It's a good way to get folks into the Word that maybe need to be. And so so use it as that kind of tool to witness and to see those who are kind of backslidden get back into the Word. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you sent Jesus. Lord, as we read in that last chapter, God, we thank you so much Lord, all of the proofs that show us of the greatness of Jesus. Lord, even as Jesus came to that woman at the well and knew her background, God, we know that you know us. You know us inside and out, God. You know every sin of ours. Lord, you know it all, and yet, God, you love us. You died on the cross for those sins, and God, we are eternally grateful. And Lord, I pray that you would just use that truth today in our hearts and lives as we go about our business, Lord, as we work and as we interact with others. I just pray that you'd give us opportunity to share Jesus with someone today, maybe invite them to church, God, especially on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Lord, my heart is burdened, God, to see many come out to these services and to see them come to Christ. And so, Lord, I just pray, God, that would happen. But, Lord, we love you, and I pray for my brothers and sisters. Give them a good day in you, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.